Hey pal, how are you? Snow's melting all around. I was gonna say, and I was thinking this quote specifically for you. It seemed like we finally slipped out of that phase with Miles where it's a bit easier. I'm gonna knock on everything around me. I don't have any wood, but plastic will work for right now for that kind of superstition. But there was this period with him, seriously, I don't know if I felt this as intensely before as I did, and I think you felt like this a lot. It was like there was nothing funny going on around me, but everything was a joke. Oh, man. And when that happens, that's a bad fucking feeling. But anyway, Anthony's meeting me up here at work. He's going to pick something up. I'm going to show him the Grandview area. And oh, man, that was another thing I was going to talk to you about, too. The Grandview was voted as one of the top dying cities in America, which is a horrible label. And I tell you what, the blight has moved fucking to Grandview. It's bad out here. I mean, businesses are going down, you know, fucking. I mean, I work in a fucking volatile situation. I know, and you never wanted me to work, like, even at the YMCA. This would not make you happy where I'm at, but such is life. It's like I can't escape the danger principle in life. Like, between Midtown or the YMCA, it's like I'm always walking into a fucking hornet's nest, but there's O's and M kids and real bad seeds where I'm working, and you'll hear some weird shit. Kids crying, fucking cops getting beat up, fucking not good, but I don't know. It just seems like that's the kind of environment I get sucked into. So, at any rate, they took the sign down. There's a sign here on the pole that was facing down, and it said the arrow was going down, and it said only. I was thinking that'd be the fitting picture for the end of Bush's presidency, going down. But first week, Obama in office. Today's the first day after the first week, and he's been doing good shit. He's really trying to get the stimulus package going. He's talking to the Muslim world, telling them everything's cool, closing Guantanamo Bay and doing all kinds of good shit. I mean, just has that good feel going on, but he's in a mess, man. He's gonna have to really keep it up to have a lasting legacy and re-election, get this boat going in the right direction. But also on a last final note, I was thinking about you today. Today is the 22nd anniversary. Anniversaries are supposed to be fun things, or I guess I should say 22 years ago. Space shuttle blew up, the Challenger in 86, the big one. I was hearing Reagan speak, and it's weird how eloquent he was and how you forget that. As bad as his policies were and the motions he set forward for the Bushes to, you know, grab that baton and run, he really did fucking have that eloquence meter humming pretty hardcore, and he was pleasant to listen to. Although he was an actor, so, you know, so were the Bushes, but they were horrible fucking actors. They should have been cut from the word go. Anyway, pal, that's all I got today. I'm gonna drive off into the sunshine.